Nice play call at the time, just the hold.
Yeah.
And you wonder if he would have gotten that big run if not for the holding. They'll try something again here. Pistol formation, still four wide. And bobbles the snap, gets the pass out, and it's caught. And he's hit immediately right at the five. So they'll pick up a couple yards, second down and 10.
Yeah, Jason Sauer with the reception, the junior. Jason Sauer for short
yardage, second down. And he'd been open for a moment, and because the snap was low, it was fortunate he could get it the throwaway to him before the defenders got there.
Yeah, it looked like Ethan Weatherspoon almost jumped the route. He was kind of laying back just a little bit.
It's a little bit different look here. Still out of the shotgun, but with only two wide receivers. And this time the give goes right up the middle. And a decent run. It's going to get close to the marker, but still short. We'll see what the spot is. It looks like he's got about 5 yards. More than that.
Yeah.
Make a third and about 1.5.
Third and one.
Right up the middle. That's, again, Torres on the run. Going with the high knees on that one.
Yeah, and he's a big kid, so he's just, again, trucking guys.
Same formation on this one for the Trojans. Snaps a little high in the handoff. A little bit erratic. The football's loose at the end of the play. I think they're going to whistle it dead. Forward progress doesn't really go anywhere. Bring up a fourth down and again short for the Trojans. Couple different issues with the snap so far, Jason.
Yeah.
And that, again, delayed that dive enough where the defense was ready to close the hole.
Yeah, especially because now you've got the offensive line on their heels after a couple of holding calls. They're going to be going out of their way to make sure that they don't get any more infractions on this drive than they want to here. And then the bad snap on top of that really compounds the frustrations if you're Varela behind under center.
They do come out and look to run a fourth down play. They go to Torres. Thought he was hemmed up, spins away from the defender, and he dives ahead over the 20. It moves the chains for the Trojans. And that shows a lot of faith in your running back on that short play to hand it to him. And he rewarded the faith with a first down.
Yeah, and that was a nice agile move on the spin there. He's been really just knocking guys over, but on that, he really showed some athleticism with the spin and keeping that play alive.
And it did kind of appear that he was just going to do that again. He was just kind of, it was going to be a battle of wills, and then he spun away and got a big gain. He takes the handoff now on first down over the 30, and he's going to get another big gain. And I think we see a flag come in late in the play.
Yeah.
Maybe a face mask.
Yeah, it was a little bit behind the play, but not in the spot where you would normally see a foul, or a holding penalty, rather.
Confab with the officials explaining the penalty call.
Block in the back.
And a block in the back will go against the Trojans.
Block in the back against East Jackson.
So, again, a momentum killer with the holding call. Or block in the back, excuse me, but still that 10-yard penalty. So what would have been second and short from the 30 is now first and about 11. So it doesn't hurt him as much as something that would have moved him back from the line of scrimmage. But
yeah, a spot foul behind the line of scrimmage really would have put him back. But this was right near the end of the play. So back to square one.
Out of the shotgun. Hands to Torres again. This time he faces a little bit more resistance.
And we're going to get another. This one might go on the pole.
4 yards on the play. It's going to be second and 8, depending on what the penalty call is. And that's a face mask. So move it up. I feel Torres has run. He's run, and he's got about maybe 40 yards at this point, but 3 times those have been called back. So So his statistics won't quite reflect how hard he's been running so far.
Yeah.
His helmet came off at the end of the play, so he has to go off for a play. So they lose their primary offensive weapon. The football, however, gets out to the 39-yard line. And this is good news for the Trojans after they took over deep in their own territory. They look to move toward midfield here out of the shotgun pistol formation with three receivers to the right. Quick throw. Nearly caught. Picked up. Instead, it's caught by the East Jackson receiver. He actually lose a yard on the play. But great job to read that defensively. Braden Bunny tried to jump out and intercept it. Instead, he tipped it into the waiting arms of the East Jackson receiver. But the defense reacted quickly, and he'll lose about a yard.
Yeah, that was Jeremiah Allen, the junior, on the reception.
Second down and 10 yards. Torres still on the sideline, actually, right now.
Yeah.
Getting his helmet readjusted.
Michael Brown's no slouch either, though. The sophomore, he's a good-sized kid, too.
Trip receivers right out of the shotgun, and now it looks like a miscommunication, broken play.
Another flag.
A flag comes in late in the play, carried by the quarterback, Devin Varela. We'll see what the penalty call is. It came in at a weird time. Face mask again against Napoleon. Back-to-back. Nearly back-to-back facing face mask calls against the Pirates. So they'll walk off another penalty. And we'll mark that at the 41. It's just the five-yard variety. Second down and 9 yards.
Got an out-of-town scoreboard update. Grass Lake, Michigan Center tied at 0 after 1. Center has moved the ball but missed a field goal, and they also fumbled. Also, 19-7 Jackson High leads with 1:43 left to go in the first.
Shotgun here. Varela takes the snap, gives to Torres back in the game, trying to race
Another
away
flag.
From defenders. A flag comes in late. This one's going to be a hold against the Trojans. It's 1:06 to go first quarter. It's 8-0 Napoleon Pirates. And right now they're just trading penalties. But we've eaten up about 9 minutes of this quarter on this possession. That's a shock to hear that 0-0 score from the Grass Lake Michigan Center game.
Yeah, both of those teams pretty much can score on command. And, you know, their defenses are good, but nothing we've ever said, oh my goodness, nobody can score on these guys.
Right, well, yeah, I didn't think either defense was going to be enough to shut down because of how good the offense is.
Exactly.
Sounds like Michigan Center had some opportunities, though.
Yes.
And we'll continue with score updates as often as we get them here at the game. And that the 19 points for Jackson High is...
I'm impressed.
They're 5-0, looking to get to 6-0. Varela takes the snap, looking to throw up the middle. It's tipped. And Brown is taken down after the tip.
That was Cale Fairbanks, the junior, on the tip.
So fourth down and 10. From the 39-yard line. And they'll send the punting unit out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that this drive had to come to an end. East Jackson had done such a good job moving the ball when they weren't making mistakes.
There's the snap. Good snap. Kick is away.
Pretty good kick.
And that'll bounce. Weatherspoon grabs at the 26. Got some room to the sideline. Stops at the 40, now jumps back forward. They'll pull him down out of bounds. That looks like it's going to go at about the 43-yard line, where Napoleon will take over. 18 seconds to go here in the first period. 8-0 Pirates on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Tonight's officials, referee is Tony Costello.
Some other games in the area tonight. Northwest is at Battle Creek, Harper Creek. Manchester's at Vandercook Lake. Addison and Hanover Horton is an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Grass Lake and Michigan Center, as we mentioned. BC Penfield at Western, both 4-1.
Weatherspoon back in the Wildcat.
He'll take the snap, looks to run left. getting to the edge, turns it upfield. There's 8 yards up to the first down marker. Dodges a couple tackles. Still on his feet, trying to twist away from defenders. They'll pull him down at about the 41-yard line in East Jackson territory. About 15 yards on the carry.
They're really starting to get that Wildcat formation going. It's been a minute since we've seen anybody jump into a Wildcat.
Last few seconds will tick off our first quarter clock. 8-0. Napoleon Pirates, they'll change ends, and we'll be back in 1 minute on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
J-Rod checking in live again from downtown Jackson for the final cruise-in of 2018. Nate, can you believe it? Final cruise-in.
I cannot. The summer's flown by, but hey, this is the last one.
Hey, we just had a big surprise hit downtown over here a second ago. Wow. Flash mob, Nate?
Yeah, a flash mob. There was, what, probably like 30, 40 people?
There was a bunch of people.
All doing the same dance. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Did you catch wind of that? Or?
I can't say.
Yeah, all right. It's a secret. I have my sources, though. But pretty cool. Okay, so, hey, this is it. Last cruise in. The cars are down here. The food trucks are down here. The businesses in downtown, the restaurants, the shops, they're open. Let's do it up one more time.
Yeah, one last time. I mean, this is, I think, probably around the 55th event we've had downtown this summer. But, you know, this is the last one of the season. And, yeah, so come on down.
But that doesn't mean that you guys are stopping doing things, because right around the corner, holidays and all that, and still more fun. You guys keep it rolling.
Yeah, we've got the Christmas parade coming up on the 16th of November. We have Shop Small Saturday, Breakfast with Santa the following week, and then we're planning on having Eve on the Ave again this year as well.
Lots to look forward to. Just keep your ears open and eyes peeled back to see what the DDA's up to. It's been awesome hanging out. We still have more broadcasts to go. What else is going on?
Well, tonight we have a band from Athens, Georgia, playing at the Michigan Theater called Cicada Rhythm.
Oh, wow.
They're like a folk bluegrass kind of band. They're just started now. They'll be going until 7:30, so head down if you want to see some free music.
Awesome. Now, these cruise-ins, they don't just happen. You have some sponsors that help you get them done, right?
Yeah, we certainly do. The sponsors this summer we owe a huge thank you to is Melling Auto Parts for the cruise-in, Experience Jackson, Consumers Energy, the Anchor Initiative, and the list goes on. I haven't mentioned them all, but
sure,
we're very grateful to all of our sponsors this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nate. DDA, you guys are always wonderful to us, too. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Sharon.
Hey, broadcast continues live. We'll get into Big Broadcast Hour number 2 next hour. Back into a big set next on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, second quarter underway. A couple runs from Napoleon, and they've gotten down to about the 16-yard line. Second down and 9. Into the red zone here again for the Pirates. Got stopped last time in this deep. 4 wideouts now for McCrum. Fakes a give. He'll keep. McCrum runs on the QB keeper off tackle. Pulled down shy of the first down at about the 11-yard line. Second down and looks like they're going to make it 3-yard line. 3 yards, excuse me. 3 or 4.
Quick out-of-town update. First game of the season, Carter Wiley scores on a 22-yard touchdown pass from Roger Hayward. Michigan Center leads Grass Lake at their homecoming. 7-0, 10:46 to go in the half.
Yeah, Wiley was injured early in that the season here for Michigan Center. He's actually new to the school from Napoleon.
Yep.
Pirates third down, and that's actually, about 4 yards on this one. And Weatherspoon will take it out of the Wildcat. He's hit pretty quickly. They'll stop him before he gets to that first down marker. They don't take him to the ground, but stop the forward progress. The play's whistled dead, and it'll be fourth down about 4 here for the Pirates.
And again, on the short field, Napoleon just can't seem to move the football. East Jackson's defense comes up strong, and we'll see if they get the kicking squad out. It looks like they will. Weatherspoon's coming off.
Jackson High 19-7. They lead Ypsilanti Lincoln now. Xire Edwards with touchdowns of 90 yards, 53 yards, and 9 yards. So 3 scores for him. Solidly player of the game so far. There's your field goal attempt. It's good. Signal went up real early on that one.
Yeah, it did. I have another Jackson High update scoreboard. 29-7, end of one.
Wow.
Jackson High leads. Also, Lumen Christi, end of one. They lead Hastings 21-6.
So let's go ahead and take a quick 30-second break. We'll come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
At Columbia, whether you are a homeschooler looking for an advanced curriculum or a non-traditional high school student seeking a diploma, the Columbia Virtual Academy may be for you.
With Columbia Virtual Academy, you may learn at your own pace and earn your diploma while working from the comfort of your home. On-site tutoring is available and your testing is completed on campus.
Whether accelerating your education or making time to complete your high school diploma, look no farther than Columbia Virtual Academy. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us online at myeagles.org.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
The Boyle, Jason Smith, the football teed up. The Pirates lead 11-0 with 9:09 to go first half. Brown deep to return for the Trojans, and we'll get an onside kick attempt. There it goes to the 10-yard mark in that. Nice play to dive on the football and secure that for the Trojans. Number 14, Gavin Bell, making the play. And that's the best field position East Jackson's had all night.
Yeah, and that was a smart play because Napoleon bearing down on that. They almost grabbed it after 5 yards, let it roll a little more. And Bell does a good job to get it into his hands and just fall to the ground. A lot of people try to pick up that ball and carry it, get a couple extra yards, and there's no point. Just take the good field position while you got it.
Well, and it was a weird kick because it started going sideways, and then the way it was rolling, it did squirt forward. Like it might make it to that 10-yard mark. Great job to get the football. Handoff goes to Torres, and he's looking to get to the edge. Turn it upfield. Slams into the defense. He's got about 4 on the carry. So that's a second down and 6 for East Jackson from the Napoleon 46-yard line.
I've been very impressed with Torres so far in this game. He did a good job getting around to the edge. He got the corner. And the biggest kid out there, but he's strong.
Yeah. He's a state champion caliber wrestler. He knows how to use his...
Yes, he does.
Knows how to use his... What do you call that? Let's just say body.
Momentum.
There's a handoff. No, fake to Torres. Rolling out. We've got a flag on the field. And nearly picked off downfield out of bounds. Flag's going to be...
It was behind the play. Likely a hold.
Holding
yep.
against East Jackson again. Man.
Well, it was the best possible outcome prior to the hold on that one. It was a busted-up play. Varela didn't have really anywhere to go with that throw and tried to get it out of bounds, but almost put it right into the hands of Tobin McCrum, but thankfully got it just enough out of bounds to where it was either his man or no man. And they'll walk this one back to the 38-yard line.
So, again, it's penalties that are really stopping East Jackson more than anything tonight. Yep. Second down and about, what do we give that, about 23?
Yeah. And this officiating crew, the referee went back to the huddle for East Jackson and was explaining to them what they were doing incorrectly on their technique with their blocking and to try to help them avoid further holding penalties. So good job there by the official.
Shotgun formation, 4 wide. Pitch out to Torres. He's got some room here and gets some momentum over the 50 to, push out of bounds shy of the first down marker, but from second down at about 24 to third down at about 4.
Man, that was
less than that.
Great run by Torres. And when he builds up that momentum, he's hard to bring down.
Fantastic play call by Jeff Punches in the East Jackson offense, too, at that point. Third down, let's say 3 yards, 2.5 really. East Jackson at the Napoleon 42. Shotgun formation. Thinks about passing. Now he'll pull it down and run. He's got the first down. Hold on to the football. He gets down and they'll move the chains. East Jackson, first and 10 from the Napoleon 36-yard line. No, ran 35.
Good job there on the keeper.
I feel like I'm in the habit of last week's officiating crew. It didn't matter where I thought the guy went down. I had to move back a yard.
Yep.
This week, they're about right on.
Yeah.
I'm vibing with this crew. 35-yard line for a first and 10. East Jackson comes out with two wide receivers. Shotgun formation with Varela at quarterback. Brown to his right. Torres behind him. He gives to Brown into the line for the dive. And he'll get a couple at maximum with some forward progress. One. They'll give him 1 yard. 9 to go here for East Jackson. 7 minutes to go first half. 11-0 is the Napoleon advantage. But the Pirates having some trouble with this East Jackson offense right now. If they can avoid mistakes.
Yeah.
Penalties. Right now they've got some momentum.
Yeah, that's the big thing that East Jackson has really had trouble with is avoiding those mental errors, and you've even seen the officiating crew try to give them some pointers to avoid those mental errors. We'll see if it pays off on this drive.
Shotgun takes the snap. Quick give to Torres, and he's got some room to run, and he barrels through the hole, but he's only gets about the 30. It'll bring up a third down at 5 yards.
Man. He's just a bull, man. I've been very impressed with Torres.
Third down, 5 yards. See what other... So last check-in, Michigan Center 7-0 lead over the Grass Lake Warriors. Varela takes the snap, gives to Torres here on the third down play. He's tries to battle his way to the first down marker. He's going to come up shy, and then as the pile clears, it looks like it's going to be on about the 31.
Pretty close, and helmet.
Fourth and about 2.
Helmet comes off for Torres again, so he's going to head off.
Take a timeout or something, let him get back in for the next play. It's kind of important
to what they do
on the field.
They changed that rule to where you can't burn through a timeout to get a player back on. They have to sit for one snap.
Well, they'll take a timeout anyway.
So we'll find out for sure here.
And it looks like maybe that official is instructing Coach Punches right now of that very thing. So we got 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. 11-0. Napoleon leads East Jackson, but the Trojans in the midst of a drive right now. Our second quarter is brought to you by East Jackson Public
Schools. Right.
Together we thrive. You heard from Steve Dorr during the pregame, and they've been super hospitable to us every time we come out here. But they really do have a great community out here at East Jackson, the students. And again, it looked kind of sparse early, but the crowd filled out pretty well.
Yeah.
And right now the Trojans are in the timeout trying to see what they can do to energize this crowd with some points on the board. It'd be the first time in a couple weeks that they've been in the scoring column.
I think the crowd needs to get out those blue flashing thunder sticks that they had earlier.
Right.
You break those out and it might gear this team up a little bit.
It's the extra push they need.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you mentioned it in the pre and we saw them and now I don't know where they went.
I don't either.
Down by the fence.
And I've got one over here in the student section. They're all huddled together in a tight-knit group because
maybe they have something planned for halftime.
It's cold out there.
Fourth down carry. The pile doesn't look like it's indicative that they got first down yardage, but we'll look for the spot.
Yeah, it looks like one of the officials is generous, but the other one not so much. So
they signal the first down. There's a little excitement from the Trojans. Move the chains again. 25-yard line.
And to confirm, I was correct because Torres is now back in the game.
Okay. That's about as little yardage as they could have gotten and still gotten the first down on that one.
By the tip of the nose.
So they come out in the pistol. Three wide receivers for Varela. Nope, four. I missed that one on the side. The give is to Torres anyway, and he's barreling through, spins off, dives down to the 20, make it the 19-yard line. tough yardage there for Torres, but he's been impressive tonight.
Yes. He's had a couple of really big runs today, too. Showed off some of that downhill speed that have been brought back by just unfortunate holding calls. But other than that, he's just been fantastic.
4:15 on the clock here. 11-0. They trail, but they're driving. Be a shame if they ran out of time here on this drive.
They're definitely a ball control offense.
Varela to take the snap. Pitches to Torres, running left, trying to get to the edge and turn it up, and he does. It's going to go right by that first down stick. He's hit hard and tossed out of bounds. He's going to be close to first down yardage, though. It'll be second down and about one. Spot it right at the 16-yard line. 17. Third and two. East Jackson's got another manageable third down situation.
Yeah.
Clock stops with 3:50 to go here in the half.
Brown up next to Varela in the pistol. Torres back deep.
And they fake to Torres rolling out. Going to be sacked. Lost the football, too. They do rule him down. Ground can't cause the fumble, and that'll take him back to the 30-yard line and fourth down and about 15. Big play by the Pirate defense.
Yeah, huge play by the Pirate defense. And that was Cameron Allen, the senior, picking up the big sack. They're actually going to spot it at the nose of the football at the 29. So it'll be fourth and call it 14. 3:15 to go here in the half. East Jackson will break the huddle and they will go two wide.
Fourth and 14.
Pistol formation. Michael Brown to the left.
Towards the deep back, takes the snap back to throw is Varela, and they'll set up a screen to Brown, and they picked that up right away. He's still on his feet, but not finding much room. He can make it back to the 30, and still never goes down until the very end, until after the whistle's blown, and he's slammed down at that point. And he looked a little uncomfortable, does get to his feet. So turnover on downs for East Jackson with 2:46 to go in the half, trailing 11-0.
And it's unfortunate. Both of these teams really have struggled to move the football in the short field. When they get at or near the red zone, it's like the offenses just stop functioning somehow. And really good defensive stance from both teams so far in this one.
Pirate offense comes out on the field. And McCrum under center, I formation. Ethan Weatherspoon split left. Aslan Hunt's the deep back. He takes the give. Finds his way through the line, and now he's into the open field running. Back and forth trying to find some room, and he does get into East Jackson territory all the way. It's about the 36-yard line before he's brought down. Aslan Hunt, you could see, he kind of snuck through.
Yeah.
The line. Well, no one really could tell where he was, and as soon as he was visible, he was at full speed. Big gain for the Pirates. Aslan Hunt, 2:30 left here in the half.
Yeah, he's got an awesome burst once he gets through that hole.
They're back at the line, ready to go. McCrum under center and gives the Hunt again. He's hit in the backfield and then tackled. He'll get about two on the play. Second down and 8.
Yeah.
Huddle up here for Napoleon. McCrum coming from the sideline with the play. Clock running at 2:03. 11-0 lead for Napoleon. They'll look to add to that before the halftime clock runs out. Now under 2 minutes.
Yeah, Napoleon doesn't look like they have that same quick strike capability like the other top teams in the Cascades, Grass Lake, and Michigan Center.
There's a pitch out to Hunt, and he's trying to find space. Finds it up the middle, reverses field. Good tackling in the open field. He'll get pulled out at the 25. He does move the chains.
That's enough for a first down.
Now with a minute 35 remaining. Pirates get set here. They basically run that I formation.
Yeah.
All night, Jason, with two receivers, except for when they go with the Wildcat. Ethan will... Give him six on the carry. Minute 10, and the Pirates take a timeout. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. We'll come back at the final minute 10 of the first half. 11-0 Napoleon leads on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith out of the timeout. Pirates back on the field, and this time we've got two receivers, but both split left. McCrum under center. Aslan Hunt, the deep back. Second down at about four. Pitch out, goes to Hunt, getting to the right edge, turning up field. We got a flag on the play as Aslan Hunt's knocked out of bounds. He has first down yardage, but we'll see what the flag's going to be for. Again, at the point where it's thrown, you would expect a hold, maybe.
It looked like it came from the back judge, but it's thrown into the area, and that is going to be a hold.
Hold against the Pirates.
Good eye by that back judge to spot that.
So they'll walk it off, and looks like that'll get us back to about the original line of scrimmage.
Yep. MHSAA.com if you want to be like these officials tonight. Good role models.
They need officials too. They've had to reschedule games, and hopefully they'll be able to solve that. Four wide now for McCrum out of the shotgun. First time we've really seen him throw, and he lets it loose. Open man, caught, touchdown, Napoleon.
As Colin Bradley with the reception went over the top of everybody, nobody back deep. He just got behind everyone, and Napoleon with an easy touchdown.
Can of corn dropped it right into his hands.
Yeah, he did.
56 seconds to go, make it 17-0, Napoleon with an extra point pending.
Yeah, just go ahead and just... All right, parents, you're under a minute. You get down to that track if you're planning to escort.
There's the snap. Kick is up. Low. Did it get over?
I don't think so. They're talking about it. And yep. No good.
No good. I couldn't quite tell. The other official still looks like he's uncertain.
Yeah, he's still standing back there like,
wait, are you sure?
Maybe.
Did he go over the upright? Look at
that. He's still back there like,
are we sure on this, guys?
I think you're wrong. That's your opinion. Yeah, it fell short of the crossbar.
That's how it kind of looked that way, but I'm not as I'm with the official who's kind of uncertain.
Maybe they're now fighting they're gonna over who's going to go get the football.
Well, I think Napoleon, too, is saying that it did go over the upright. It was really low. It was between the uprights, but it looked like it went below.
Yeah, it looked to me like...
Not the upright, the crossbar.
The crossbar,
excuse me, yeah.
It went under the... It didn't
under
quite
the crossbar.
Make it over the crossbar, so...
So that's going to stand 17-0, 56 seconds to go, and... The Pirates will line up to kick. Second quarter again brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. Steve Doerr's around. Maybe we'll get him to come in at halftime. Give us his analysis.
Yeah, he's
been
right
watching
over my right
game.
Shoulder. I think he can hear you.
Want to test it? Steve Doerr. He can't hear me.
Nope. Every time I look over, if I'm laughing or smiling, he looks at me like he knows. Yeah, what's so funny in there?
Under a minute to go here for the Trojans to try and get on the board before the half. The kick is low. liner. It goes through the first round, but Torres gets to it. He might be the guy you want carrying it. Through the line. He's into Napoleon territory, and he's pulled down. Maybe the last guy who could make a stop.
The kicker.
At the 49, Torres with a great return on that one. 49 seconds to go.
We've been talking about how this kid just levels everybody, and the kicker took him down like he was nothing.
But he almost did it like a bullfighter, like he slid to the side and then got him from behind.
If you've ever seen the video of Pedro Martinez tackling Don Zimmer, that's exactly what it looked like.
First down, 49 seconds. And there's a handoff. Goes to Torres. He'll get about three. And that first down here, that'll start the clock running. Second down and seven. Second and seven. Pistol. Four receivers. Back to throw this time. And he lets it go. Little behind the receiver. Incomplete. Intended for Taylor Dubois. Barella. Incomplete on that one. It'll be third and about seven with 25 seconds remaining. What kind of a gadget do you think they have to get them into the end zone here before they run out of time?
Flea flicker. I mean, they're going to focus on Torres here. Take a shot at it. Maybe a wide receiver pass. I saw Epson during warm-ups.
Three wide, back to throw. Varela, no tricks. Just throws, and he's going to miss the connection with Michael Brown. Incomplete. Fourth down and 7:21 seconds left.
Halftime in Michigan Center. Grass Lake trails 7-0.
Trojans huddled up. Might be their last offensive play of the half. Still 21 seconds. They only burned four, and now we'll get a timeout from the Trojans' sideline. We'll keep it here. Second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. We got they're really focused on that middle college they've got going on now, Jason.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What do they call it, 13th year?
13th year, yep. It's a really cool program. I mean, we had something similar, but we could only do, I think, like two classes in college in place of high school classes. And this is just, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's graduate high school and you've already got college credits. That's just a bonus. Saving money. Really all the, they just have to buy books.
Yep.
Thanks to XL Staffing for supplying some of the gift certificates we gave away at the tailgate party.
Yeah.
At each one of our tailgate broadcasts. Don't miss the next one. We'll be at Napoleon High School. And you can come out and get signed up for that 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet.
I always like going out to Napoleon High. It's always a good time out there.
And here come the Trojans.
Punting unit
emerging.
Out.
And they do have the punt unit out.
Sebastian,
it's just a situation where you go with a fake punt.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You're down 17-0. The only problem with that is you got to beat Weatherspoon.
There's the punt, though. Bounces out of bounds inside the 20, but I think I've got it going out at about the 21.
Yeah, that's where they're going to spot it. Good punt, though.
No return. 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's what you're looking to do with Weatherspoon back there. You're trailing 17-0, a little bit of time left. Just directional kick it, hope it rolls out of bounds and Weatherspoon doesn't have a chance at a monster return. Keep him pinned as far back as you can here.
So we got time for a couple more plays from the Pirates.
Yeah.
Shotgun for McCrum. He threw a touchdown pass when he was last on the field, and now what do we got?
East Jackson timeout.
Timeout. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here, 30 seconds. We'll be back with the final 15 here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
We boil Jason Smith, final 15 seconds of the half, and then we'll send it out to J-Rod downtown at the DDA Cruising.
Yeah.
Tonight. I mean, I love high school football, but it's a bummer we don't get to also go to the DDA Cruising. I wish you could do both.
It's the last one of the year, too.
Mm-hmm. So here's McCrum out of the shotgun, back to pass. Steps up and guns it down the sideline. He's got
Bradley caught? He caught it. Wow. Good job tiptoeing the sideline by Colin Bradley. Gets out of bounds at the 30. Looks like they're going to spot him at the 38. 6 seconds left.
Nothing. Napoleon leads. Looking to add to it in the final 6 seconds of the half. There's another gun. Caught. And time is up, and he's tackled. So they won't score. 17-0 is our halftime score. Let's send it out to J-Rod, broadcasting live from the DDA Cruising.
Here we are back live from downtown Jackson as the Downtown Development Authority's final cruise-in of 2018. Big surprise. We've been saying this has been a big surprise coming to downtown this weekend, coming to Friday night, the final cruise-in here with the DDA. It's happened. Derek Malachi Printing, a big thing has just hit downtown Jackson. Tell me about what we saw here.
The Zumba flash mob, which was totally cool.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're launching a shirt that's going to be distributed out to people in Jackson that loves Jackson. So that we will have like this visual aid of how many people actually love Jackson and that you'll know that you're not alone. So we have, I mean, how many people do you think are here? 60 maybe?
At least. There could be more.
Yeah, and so they're doing the Zumba, the Jackson YMCA, along with Dylan Bollinger from Average Joe's, the band. And then 105.3, you guys have been great about like being down here and helping out with this. Like even gave some sneak peeks of this, didn't you?
We love DDA Cruising, and when you bring in something like this, people that love Jackson, we want to be a part of it, you know?
Perfect. All right, guys, if you haven't been down to these cruisins, get down here. Last one of the year, but get down here next year. This is awesome.
This is our last chance to celebrate cruising. Thank you, Derek, from Malachi Printing. It's great always seeing you.
Man, it's great being down here with you.
This event goes until 9. It's the DDA Cruising. It's the final one of 2018 with Jackson Tech Music, K105.3.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and joining us now in the broadcast booth, East Jackson Superintendent Steve Dorr. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad you were able to come up here. We had a pretty good game going on here. 17-0, a couple
J-Rod
big plays
checking
for
it live.
They
one
got
last
him in the lead, but
J-Rod
Jackson,
checking it live.
No quit.
One last
no
time
tonight.
In downtown Jackson for the final cruise night.
That's kind of been drowned into him a little bit this year.
Last time in downtown Jackson for the DDA cruise.
It.
Final one of 2018. What a night. It goes that sweet. Volkswagen bus. I love those vehicles. Man, they're so cool. Just the nostalgia. Rods are cool.
So what's going on? We've been talking about some stuff that's going on at
I never thought I'd see something like that.
Of course, you're our second quarter sponsor.
Every
football frenzy. So, I mean, what do you guys focus on here right now?
The restaurants and shops. Pick a night out of it. Come check it out. Downtown Jackson, the place to be always. Love it.
DDA,
us over.
They got some big things happening. We'll tell you more about it as time moves on. J-Rod checking in live.
You know, it's really exciting seeing the changes and the energy in that building at the elementary school. We have a whole new focus. We're trying a new program called Champs. This last summer we did this creative program called Reading and Feeding. So we did a summer food service in collaboration with a nearby district, and we brought food service to four different neighborhoods. But that was the tricky part. We weren't trying to trick anybody, but that brings people to the table. And then what we did is we had a certified teacher out there that was providing books to kids. So we had over 60 kids that regularly came when the teacher was there to read with them, provide them books during the summer. We're really trying to be aggressive to address what's called summer slide.
Sure.
So that was kind of a creative program we put together. The CHAMPS program, that's an acronym for it's a behavioral support system, so all the teachers are kind of on the same page in terms of how we address student behavior. And it's really exciting to see the changes. The kids are embracing it. The teachers are really excited about how it's a really good climate and culture support mechanism. So all the teachers are using the same language to help support kid behavior. And when kids change in the upper grade levels at the elementary, everyone's kind of speaking the same language. It's really nice to see that. It's really exciting what's going on at East Jackson.
Well, every time I hear you talk about the school, I can tell you're really excited. And it's not just, you know, you're playing it up for the radio. It's obvious that it's genuine.
Hey, is there any way I can...
You know, we have a really good team here. I sincerely mean that. I'm glad to be here. I have a long relationship with East Jackson Community Schools. I taught here for 19 years in this building, right next to the athletic complex. And, you know, I stepped away for a few years at the ISD, but I'm really glad to be back at the helm. We have a great administrative team. We have a great teaching team, bus drivers, food service, custodial, maintenance, everyone is doing everything for the right reasons, and we're all about kids here.
Great. Well, thanks for stopping up to talk to us, Steve.
Thanks. I appreciate the time.
We wish the Trojans good luck here in the second half.
Go Trojans. Let's go.
All right. I was waiting for that audio. We got to take another quick break and check in with J-Rod downtown. We'll come back and go over the first half and set things up for the second half. It's 17-0 Napoleon here at East Jackson on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
J-Rod checking in live one last time in downtown Jackson for the DDA Cruisin' Final One of 2018. What a night. There goes that sweet Volkswagen bus. I love those vehicles. Man, they're so cool. Just the nostalgia factor. I love those. The hot rods are cool. You know, the street cars, whatever. That's the kind of classics I liked. We got to see a lot of different things. I never thought I would see something like that before. That's what you get when you come down here. Food trucks, amazing. Of course, the restaurants in downtown Jackson, open. Get into them. You know, things are kind of winding down here right now. Weather wasn't too fun for us tonight for the cruising. But, yeah, so the restaurants and shops still open in downtown Jackson. Make a night out of it. Come check it out. Downtown Jackson, the place to be always. Love it. DDA, they got some big things happening. We'll tell you more about it as time moves on. J-Rod checking in live one last time in downtown Jackson for the final cruise night with K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith here at the half. It is senior night here at East Jackson High School as we get everybody announced. And the band and the players, a couple cheerleaders maybe.
Yep, Superintendent Steve Doerr's daughter, part of the marching band. She's not a senior tonight, though, but she is on the snare there.
Nice. How'd you know that?
He told me.
Oh, okay. So, Jason, what do we got for... let's go over the first half here. It is a halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering.
Yes, big and half for Napoleon. You had Ethan Weatherspoon with the big rush TD out of the Wildcat formation. You had Colin Bradley with the big hookup from Tobin McCrum deep on that pass play there. And then a field goal wrapped up the scoring for Napoleon there. You also got a big sack out of Cameron Allen late in the deep into their own territory.
Yeah, drive killer.
East Jackson score, exactly. Drive killer there. East Jackson's been fantastic. You and I have both been really impressed with Jose Torres, who's had a couple of really big runs. Unfortunately, a handful of them were also brought back by bad penalties, but just a really much from a team that had been shut out twice in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, we haven't really heard anybody say this team wows me, but there's a lot to look forward to on this team going forward.
It's like They have some nice players out there who are playing hard, and that's one thing, you know, you always kind of look for. And fortunately, for the most part, the teams don't do that. They play, they come out and play hard. Nobody gives up, and East Jackson's going to work out some stuff, hopefully, and make some adjustments here, come out. And really, I think the main thing they need to focus on is just avoiding those penalties, the holding penalties. They've got three or four of them that have just absolutely handcuffed them on a couple of drives, and it really shuts down the offense when you're moving the football backwards 10 yards at a time. So we'll look and see what kind of adjustments they make. Napoleon, I think, is going to continue to do what they've done well all year long. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. We'll hear the MHSAA This Week in Football segment, and then we'll be back to get things set up for the second half. Going over the scores and the stats, there was the Denny's halftime stats. And, of course, we always say these burgers are from Denny's.
Yes, they are.
They are. The delicious ones are. So thanks to Denny's, thanks to Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And, again, we'll take a quick break. 17-0. The Pirates lead the Trojans on K105.3.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Being special without specializing, a most unique rule, and the real blue chip recruits. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the myths of sports specialization is that it's necessary to achieve at the highest levels of an activity. Well, score one again for multi-sport participation, folks, in the sport that probably has more specialization advocates than most, volleyball. We introduced you a couple of weeks ago to Kara Lasky, a senior on Bronson's volleyball team. Fresh off a performance where she led the three-time defending Class C champion Vikings to the team title at the prestigious Portage Invitational, knocking off the top-ranked Division I team from Battle Creek Lakeview in the finale. Her volleyball resume is impressive, playing libero alongside a number of sisters and cousins in this small southwestern Michigan community. She's a finalist for the Coaches Association Miss Volleyball Award this year.
I honestly didn't think I was going to be on it, so when I found out, I was excited. I was like, oh man, like, this is an honor. But in all honesty, it's not just my award, it's the team award. I wouldn't be half the player I am today without my team and without my coach.
And yeah, she's a three-sport, soon to possibly become a four-sport athlete this year. She's been all-conference in basketball, a starter in softball, and plans to run track this spring. Almost a sacrilegious notion in the world of high school volleyball. You can read more about Kiara Lasky and Bronson Volleyball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Lansing Waverly soccer goalie Shad Cunningham, who made a spectacular toe save last week in a loss to East Lansing, but it was one of the prettiest plays you'll ever see, and you can watch that game now at MHSAA.tv. And to the girls' golf team at St. Joseph High School, which won the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West title for the seventh straight year last week, Kaylee Rooker taking medalist honors. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Here's a football rule you may not know about or have ever seen applied. After a touchdown or a field goal, the opponent of the scoring team may designate which team kicks off. That's right, the team just allowing the points can decide who will kick off. Now, why would a team want to do that? Strategically, a team may elect to pin the other team deep in their own end with their own kicker late in a close game, rather than risk successfully receiving an onside kick. Though it's not often used by teams, it's a clever way to manage the game. I'm sure the national rules makers had other reasons, but now you know about a unique rule that's unique to high school football.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. The beauty of high school sports is how it prepares the 99% of its participants to become tomorrow's community leaders. And we'd like to do a shout out to two ongoing programs that prove that point. In 3 weeks, Brighton High School's Unified Sports Program, which combines students with and without intellectual disabilities on competitive athletic teams, it's been recognized as one of the nation's top five exemplary unified champion schools for 2018. The Unified Sports Programs is part of Special Olympics, and the champion schools have met 10 national standards of inclusion excellence developed by the leaders from the Special Olympics and the educational community. And last weekend, what's become a tradition in mid-Michigan took place between Mason and Okemos High Schools with the 7th annual Compete for a Cause, raising funds and awareness for supporting the research and treatment of childhood cancer, culminating with a boys' soccer match between the rival schools. The two schools were shooting to again raise more than $50,000 this year, and the final score of that soccer match was, who cares? What these kids were doing in the game of life was much more important. It's activities like these that make school sports educational and give the games value by teaching values that transcend sports. It's creating the real blue chippers out of the 99% who are the most worthy of our attention. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at East Jackson High School.
Not for long. Oh, boy.
Score from Addison, 8, Hanover Horton, 5 at the half.
5?
How do you get an 8-5?
Are they playing baseball? Did they just give up on football this year?
You know what? Let's just play cornhole.
Let's play 9. Oh, man. I've got other out-of-town scores,
yeah,
too.
Let's hear them.
Concord trails Quincy 28-0 at the half. Columbia all over Erie Mason 38-7. Lumen Christi leads Hastings 27-6. Western all over Battle Creek Penfield 27-7. Michigan Center Grass Lake Center's holding on to that 7-0 lead at halftime. And, of course, Jackson, Ipsy Lincoln Jackson leads 26-7.
Yeah, again, that both the Michigan Center Grass Lake game and that Jackson High Ipsy Lincoln game have conference championship implications there. Of course, this Napoleon team still unbeaten in the Cascades Conference, and they got a matchup with Grass Lake pending next week. That's where we'll be for the football frenzy. Here on the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, final seconds of our halftime break ticking away, and we'll get you back to coverage here momentarily. 17-0, the Pirates lead the Trojans. Trojans actually returned the kick in the first half, but fumbled on the return, so Napoleon will come out and take the possession of the football to start the second half.
And that led to a score also very early on in this game, and we thought that might be sort of a trend, was Napoleon getting out scoring quick. Hasn't been the case in this one, thankfully for East Jackson. They've really shown they can hang with this team for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it feels like a broken record almost when we get to these games and we go, you can't have the mistakes, you can't have the penalties.
Yeah.
And it's true. We say it a lot because it's always true. Those penalties, those mistakes, mental errors, not necessarily being outplayed.
Right.
Those are difference makers out here. And East Jackson has hurt themselves a lot with penalties in this game so far. So I'm sure they talked about that in the halftime locker room. Jeff punches. We'll have these guys ready with adjustments here for the second half, and they're going to start out on the defense. And their defense hasn't played terribly.
Right.
And they've given up, as Steve Dorr pointed out, there's been a few big plays that have hurt them, but overall they've been able to stand up. They had a really nice stand deep in their own territory, or, you know, defending their goal line against East Jackson, or against Napoleon when they got deep.
Yeah, and this is, you got to remember, this is an East Jackson squad that didn't even have a varsity program, what, 3-4 years ago?
Right.
And so, I mean, this is a group of kids who's coming in, and they don't have a full 4 years of getting into a program and a consistency like a lot of the other schools do, where, you know, from fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you're learning the offense and defensive schemes that you're going to take on at the varsity level, like a lot of these area schools do. And this is a team that's really come along. And so, I mean, to be struggling the way they are is kind of expected, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of bright spots in this program going forward that you can take with you. Oh, yeah, I just got that one too.
So we'll line them up for the kickoff.
22, Garrett Wiley back to receive for Napoleon. And number 55,
here comes the left-footed kick, end over end, and that's going to bounce out of bounds. And
not
the flag will come out. 12 minutes on the clock, 17-0. The Pirates lead. They'll take over possession.
But I think if you're Napoleon, you showed a lot of big play capability late in the first half, and might not be a half bad idea to come out quickly and maybe take a shot. I mean, why not?
First and 10 from the 35 here for the Pirates. They'll huddle up.
And the line of scrimmage will be the 35-yard line of that out of bounds kick. First and 10 to Poland.
Trojans come out defensively. Lined up. We got the I formation, which we saw commonly for Napoleon throughout the half until they were trying to score late. They spread it out a little more. Hunt has been the focal point of the offense. He takes the give on first down here. Cuts around the edge. He's got to the first down marker, but yeah, Jason, a flag comes in the backfield. Two flags, actually. Everybody saw that one.
Holding on Napoleon.
Go against Napoleon. We'll move him back. So in this case, East Jackson benefiting from a penalty.
Yeah.
Though they traded, there was one drive there, they traded penalties back and forth for a while.
Yeah, at least they're not committing face mask penalties, Napoleon.
Right.
But now they've picked up the holding curse.
There's always that old, I think John Madden, so they could call a holding on every play, they often say.
Yeah.
In this case, I imagine they're looking for the egregious call.
Absolutely. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
18 yards toward the first down marker now for Napoleon. They give to Hunt into the line. He breaks a tackle. Now drags away from the guy who had his jersey. Still on his feet. Now he gets into the next level, into East Jackson territory. Another flag comes down on the field, and it looks like it's going to be a hold.
East Jackson ball.
East Jackson gets the football at the end. I guess that penalty is going to be considered irrelevant. I expect to see Jeff Punches adamantly signaling that he does not want the penalty. And it was holding against Napoleon. That's declined. First and 10 for East Jackson from their own 48-yard line.
Gavin Bell was the one who came up with that football for the Trojans. Good job on the recovery by him. And I think Jeff Punches, before anybody, he was already signaling that it was Trojan ball very emphatically.
It was a tough run by Hunt,
yeah,
too, and he broke a couple tackles, drug a guy with his jersey, and then when that guy let loose, he was ready to take off again. Great job to get that ball loose, and the Trojans take over first and 10. Spread it out of the shotgun for Varela. Takes the snap, and now we'll get the flags coming out like crazy. It's going to be a false start against the Trojans. So the first and 10 turns into a first and 15. We had a penalty on every play so far in this half.
Just about, yeah.
11:36 to go, third quarter, 17-0 Napoleon lead. We found a couple games at last check. The Michigan Center Grass Lake game battle of two 5-0 teams was tied, or not tied, excuse me, 7-0 Michigan Center led.
It is tied now. Sean Hickey to Steven Grishko, 20 yards, 7-7, 9:11 to go in the third quarter. That one's going to be a great game.
Pistol formation here. Varela takes the snap, gives to Torres.
Oof.
And he doesn't go anywhere. Nice job by that defensive line for the Pirates.
Yeah, he ran into a brick wall there and did not move.
I'm going to give you a blue glow stick update. I see two of them in operation now.
The young man on the quads also has glowing drumsticks, so
nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Second down and 14.
This is why we don't win awards in geodance.
Cheerleading unit has evolved.
Oh, yeah.
We're down to two.
I think they devolved. I think they got younger somehow.
There's your play.
Fumble.
Pitch out to Torres. Tries to grab it one-handed. It's still on the turf, and Napoleon's got it back. Pitch out to Torres. He tried to reel it in with this one hand. Never quite got it. And once it got on the turf, Napoleon was already making a move to the football and just dove on it and got it.
Yeah, if he had been able to just wrap that up and fall, you know, live to fight another day, they might be able to hang on to it. But he tried to run and kind of scoop it up one-handed and didn't quite work out. Napoleon right there to pounce on it.
Kale Fairbanks on the recovery. First and 10 Pirates at the East Jackson 41. No penalty flag on the play, however, Jason.
But a turnover.
So you've had a turnover or a penalty on every play. I formation. McCrum under center. Takes the snap, gives to Hunt. He's like a ball of fire out of the hole into the 20. And he's got about 20 yards on first down.
Man, he hit that hole and was just gone. Even East Jackson stacked 8 in the box on that play, and Hunt just blew right past everybody.
Yeah, well blocked there. No penalty flags on this.
I'm seeing the blankets become more abundant out in the stands. I thought I saw a little bit of precipitation out there as well.
Yeah, it looks like the benches are wet. Thank goodness we're inside tonight.
That's right.
McCrum takes a snap, gives to Hunt again. He cuts up field, and he's close to another first down.
Yep.
You see the spot, but it looks like he's right there at about the 10-yard line.
Stop short of a first down.
They will put it at 9 yards on the carry, second and about one, with 10 minutes to go here in the third. Aslan Hunt's got that great one cut and go.
Yeah.
And he has just been exploding through those gaps right now.
Yeah, even when East Jackson stacks the box, puts 8-9 in the box, if he can get past that first level, he's off to the races for 8-9 yards.
He's in the game now and takes the handoff. Another runoff tackle, running by, following his blockers beautifully into the end zone. Touchdown, Eslin Hunt. And that'll make it 23-0, Pirates. Impressive drive. Just riding Eslin Hunt right down the field.
The Eslin Hunt show.
They'll line it up for the extra point. 9:32 to go, third quarter. 23-0 Pirates. Kick this time definitely over the crossbar, through the uprights. 24-0. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back with the kickoff. Pirates lead the Trojans on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
9:32 remains here, third quarter, on what's turned into a bit of a rainy Friday night football frenzy. The umbrellas have emerged.
Yes, they have.
For the Trojan faithful here, and I can see them across the field there for the Pirate fans.
Yeah, starting to pick up. Now you've got the shimmer off of the track to go along with the moisture on the benches for the bleachers.
That's going to affect the field conditions, obviously. The kickoff rolls down to the 10. And on the return, running, getting to the sideline at the 30, trying to turn up field, push out of bounds at about 35 on the return. Taylor Dubois. Start getting a little moisture on the field. It's going to be a little slick. 24-0. Pirates in front. They will be hosts at our next football frenzy stop next Friday. Be out to Napoleon.
Good thing we weren't on the roof today.
Good thing indeed. Shotgun for the Trojans. This is where they have the two backs. The deep back is Brown. Keeper here by Barella from the quarterback spot, and he's only going to get to about the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a yard.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to have him follow through the hole made by Torres, and just a good job sniffing out that play by the Pirates. Or excuse me, not Torres, but Brown, Michael Brown on that play. Torres on the sidelines at the moment.
Keeps looking down at his feet, too, like maybe he's got a sore ankle or something. He hasn't been out much unless he's had to be.
Yeah. He was limping a little bit on the last series.
Shaka for Varela, second down and 11. Quick pass out. Caught. Looking for some room to run. Finds a little space. Dives ahead for about 5 yards. On the catch is Gavin Bell.
To number 14, Gavin Bell.
And Gavin Bell gets up and hobbles a little bit, and he's going to make his way to the sideline.
Yeah, and that's not good. You've got a short bench. You've only got, I believe it's six with helmets on and pads on the sidelines.
Torres does go back into the game, and he looked like he ran out there comfortably. You can see a little hitch in his giddy up there, on the favoring the right ankle a little bit. 7:54 to go, third quarter, 24-0. Shotgun for Varela with four wides, but he gives to Torres. And Torres, he goes so fast into the hole. When he's actually tackled, he was picked up off his feet and kind of taken down. Like a side slam.
Yeah.
But it'd make it fourth down and about two with 7.5 to go.
I think you go for it here. you're almost to midfield. You've got if Torres's ankle is up to it, you'll let him, you know, get some of that torque behind that big body and just plow right on through.
We saw them kind of put it in his hands in a situation like this early, and he definitely made it happen. So we'll see if they offer him that opportunity again. They do stay with the offense out on the field.
It's going to be up to Varela to emphasize to his offensive line, no mistakes.
Big play here out of the shotgun, gives to Torres. He takes... go down, held it out the whole time, even after the helmet comes off. A flag comes out at the end of the play. Football spotted right now at the 50, but we'll see what the yellow flag means.
And if it's a hold against East Jackson, that's going to push them back behind the sticks.
And they're going to pick it up. No call.
But they will lose Torres for another down. East Jackson. Maybe duct tape that helmet on down to his head.
Well, and he's huddled over. Maybe it's fatigue. Maybe he took a shot to the stomach or something. Of course, he was in the middle of that pile, and his helmet came flying out. He was still refusing to go down. So first and 10 for the Trojans. Big play on fourth down there, right at midfield. We'll see if they can keep some momentum going here. 6:25 to go in the third.
And he's still got his helmet off. He actually threw it back to the trainer's bench to maybe have them look at it or something.
Back to pass. Varela passes out. Caught by Dubois. Dodges a tackle up to the 40. A little bit of a horse collar, and they will pull that out. So he's pulled out of bounds at the 39. And we're gonna add some yards to the end of this one, and that's going to be as deep as the Trojans have gotten all night.
Yeah. I remember the last time they had a short field, the offense kind of stalled, but Napoleon's been in the same situation. So these defenses with the short field behind them have really stood up strong. We'll see what East Jackson can do here.
Torres sitting on the bench now. So it's something more than just the helmet, Jason.
Yeah, it looks like... he's not really favoring any particular part. It might.
Right.
He's carried the load today, though.
They go with the empty backfield. Brown is the quarterback, and he takes the Wildcat snap. Only going to be able to get about 2 yards on the carry.
Michael Brown, the sophomore tailback. Behind Torres, also does a little bit of kind of the up back in the pistol formation on occasion as well.
We do have a flag out. Confab with the officials. 5:44 left on our third quarter clock. Third quarter in this game for us is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Testing the drainage on this field tonight with some rainfall. First time we've had inclement weather at all at any of our games so far in this football season.
So we had offsetting penalties there. Illegal procedure from East Jackson and helmet-to-helmet contact from Napoleon.
Well, so if it's offsetting, they did run a play. Shouldn't this be second down?
I believe you replay the down.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly.
5:34, taken away in the third quarter clock.
Gavin Bell in the backfield now for the Trojans.
Varela at the quarterback position. Quick pass out. Caught. Hit from behind. Falls ahead. Down to about the 20.
Pass complete to number 11.
Caught by Jeremiah Allen. And I like the way the Trojans' offense looks like right now with the quick pass.
Yeah, nice little bubble screen, moving the ball confidently, quickly, getting the ball around. They're got plenty of time here in the third quarter. You're only down by, you know, 4 scores. There's still plenty of time. You want to get some quick action, though, and at least put points on the board for the first time in a handful of weeks.
Sure.
I think that's goal number
get
one.
Yeah.
Get one, and then we'll
figure out what to do from
there. We're
not worried about 24 points, so let's get 7.
even three at this point. It's been a long time since there's been a crooked number on the board.
They still haven't changed the down marker there, but I'm confident now that it's second down and 5 yards. Varela again throws, and it's caught. Near the first down marker, he rolls out of bounds. We'll see where the spot goes, but they're going to signal first down, I think.
Nope, it's going to be short. Be third and one. There he goes.
Third down in about 6 inches.
Yeah. Close.
So a couple of those quick passes. East Jackson changing it up on Napoleon, and they keep working their way deeper and deeper into this one.
Yeah.
Torres gets up off the bench.
Looks like he's moving okay. A little bit of a hitch in his step, but
putting the helmet back on. They kind of want him for the short yardage here. You can kind of see from head coach Jeff Punches, are you okay? Short yardage plays where we need you. 3:46 to go. We'll get a timeout on the field. Let's take 30 seconds and get back here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. Our advanced placement courses prepare our students for college.
This is Maria. I graduated from Columbia Central High School and now attend Central Michigan University. Columbia gave me a strong academic foundation to be successful in college.
I'm Tara, 2017 alumni of Columbia Central. As a student athlete, I learned positive leadership skills, which are an asset at Concordia University, where I play volleyball.
When searching for the right learning environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools at myeagles.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on what has turned into a rant. Ball spotted at about the 19 3/4 yard line.
How about Xier Edwards, 4 touchdowns on the night. Jackson leads 33-7 over Ipsy Lincoln.
This is the year for Jackson High. Every time they win another game, they set a school record there. They'd never been 5-0 before. Looks like they're on their way to going to 6-0,
clinching a playoff berth.
On the third down and short play, they give to Torres. Gets to the outside. He's got the first down. Holds on to the football. Brought down at about the 12-yard line. So after a little breather there for Torres on this possession, they bring him in on the short yardage play, and he gets the job done. Stays in the game.
Yeah, that was tough sledding, too.
Yeah, he was taken down hard on that play.
Yeah, not only that, but he had to go a long way for just a 3-yard gain.
First and 10. Football's at the 11. So they can't conceivably get a first down. Shotgun. And there's another give to Torres. He's hit and will drag guys down to about the 6.
Number 36, Jose Torres carries for the Chargers.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Columbia up on Erie Mason, 45-7.
Run down all the last check we had on the other scores.
Last check we had on the other scores, Jackson High leads Ipsy Lincoln 33-7. That one we just had an update on. Hillsdale leads Blissfield 23-21. End of three in Michigan Center. They're tied at 7 with Grass Lake. Western all over Penfield 27-7. Lumen Christi leading Hastings 27-6. And Concord trailing Quincy 28-0.
And now we get a turnover on the field. The Trojans give it up, and Napoleon takes possession and starts heading the other way, and they'll get it out to the 20. So the Trojans work their way deep into Pirate territory only to turn it over.
Tough break.
2:25 to go in the third. It's 24-0. After three, that Michigan Center Grass Lake score, it's still tied at 7. Heck of a game over there. Homecoming night at Michigan Center.
They're treated to a good one.
I could go for a bag of that caramel corn right about now. I'll tell you, this week, I'd say about half of my meals this week have consisted of school concession food.
Concession
my food. Daughter's volleyball games and football games. I'm eating far too many hot dogs off of rolling rolling mechanisms. And now some trouble with the exchange for Napoleon on 1st and 10 from the 20. And it looks like they fell on it, but that'll be a wasted down 2nd and 10 for the Pirates.
Yep.
Things getting a little slick out there.
You know, I have the perfect solution to your vending machine or vending problem. Denny's.
Denny's on demand?
On demand. Grab a burger.
Denny's.com. Third quarter here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Minute and a half or so to go. Out of the shotgun now. McCrum. Back to throw.
Oh, he's got a man wide open.
Across the middle. Caught. Turns on the afterburners. Up to the 40. Hit and pulled down. Short of the 45, but it looks like he might be at about the 44 on the catch. Is Devontae Householder. That's a sophomore on the varsity here for the Pirates.
Looked like a little bit of a zone play there by the Trojans because Connor Grossbeck lined up. Michael Brown got over to cover him about 5 yards off a little bit, and Grossbeck just blew right past him, and Michael Brown stayed home.
Pirates line up. Shotgun formation here. McCrum again. And he'll look to throw quick to Bradley. And he'll get by one defender up the sideline. Lowers the shoulder over the 50 to about the 47 before he goes out of bounds. They'll spot it at the 49. Into Trojan territory. Second down about 3. Under a minute left here in our third quarter. So we got another score coming in. 33-7. Still, Jackson High leads Ypsilanti Lincoln. Great season here for the Vikings. High formation to give to Aslan Hunt on third down. He breaks the tackle. He's got the first into the 40 to the 38 before he stopped.
Across the 40-yard line.
Might not have gotten that far. We'll look for the spot here. And yeah, the officials got it at the 39. Still a first down for Napoleon. Final 40 seconds here in the third quarter with the clock running. I mentioned again last check, Northwest 18-14 leaders over Battle Creek, Harper Creek. Interstate 8 action. And still looking for an update from Michigan Center. At last check, they were tied at 7 apiece after 3. With Grass Lake. We're looking to wrap up our third quarter here. Looks like Napoleon will get at least one more play in. They lead 24-0. I formation again. Now the fullback goes into motion. Fake the give. No, they do give to Hunt, and he blows by everybody. Wow. He's 10 yards before he's touched, and he carries that last guy another 4. 26-yard line. Napoleon moves the chains one more time. There it goes. After 3, it's 24-0 Trojans trailing the Pirates at home. And you came on a 5.3 Football Frenzy. Back in a minute.
Named one of the best festivals in Michigan, the Clinton Fall Festival celebrates its 45th year, September 28th through the 30th. Enjoy events like arts and crafts, a Dino Roar exhibit, vintage barn treasures, 2 stages of live entertainment, a carnival, and one of the top parades in Michigan. The new Clinton Arts Center will be open as well, displaying turn-of-the-century American life paintings and local artwork. For more information, visit ClintonFallFestival.com.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
12 more minutes on the clock as the fourth quarter set to begin here at East Jackson High School. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. Feels more of a heating night than a cooling night, Jason.
Today's the day to fire it up. If you haven't tested it yet, you're in for a long night.
Bradley in motion for the Pirates. Fakes the give, and McCrum keeps it. No, that's Hunt.
Out of the
Wildcat. Hunt just kind of, it feels like he just picks his way through the pile quickly.
Yeah.
But he's kind of low profile, and he sneaks his way along. So he goes about 25 for the touchdown. There is a flag on the field, and it's going to go against Napoleon. So we'll bring that one back. And I missed a signal. Was that a hold?
I believe it was, yes. Yes, it was.
Wait for the PA announcer to confirm. A lot of holding calls tonight.
Yes. And, you know, to be, if we're being honest, this doesn't look like a team that's going to be able to hang with Grass Lake and Napoleon if they make these same kind of mistakes that they're making tonight.
Shotgun now. Hunt in that Wildcat, as they call it. Basically, when a running back steps in as a quarterback, he fakes the give, goes off tackle, now turns it upfield, picking his way all the way back across the field. They get a block, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Aslan Hunt.
Aslan Hunt in the end zone.
Same play, just flipped to the other side.
Well, and that started out to the left, and he came all the way back across the field and ends up in the right end zone corner inside the pylon. And Napoleon gets back on the board. 30-0 is our score with 11:31 to go. Xavier Edwards with four touchdowns tonight, as you mentioned, Jason. Ipsy Lincoln threatening, but still trailing 33-7. Jackson High way up on that one. And the defensive battle that we totally expected at that Michigan Center Grass Lake game coming to fruition.
I think we expected it to be more closer to 45-45 than 7-7.
Definitely. 31-0, and I'm sure the if it's raining here, that Michigan Center's just up the road and probably getting some raindrops there, so perhaps the offense is slowed now a little bit by the slippery field conditions.
I think it was, wasn't it also Grass Lake where you and I were at the game with Dawson Brown, who made that fantastic catch to win it for center late in the fourth quarter.
Against Reading.
Yes.
I just heard GOC gave a score for Reading or Reading, something about Reading this morning on the sports, and all I could think about was the way their uniforms looked like ketchup and mustard.
Yes. Yes.
31-0. Pirates in the lead. They'll kick it off here. Deep to receive Brown. And that'll dribble to him at about the 12. He picks it up. Starts left. Now dodges one defender. He's still on his feet. He can break this one. Midfield. He's got two guys to beat. Stays on his feet down to the 31-yard line.
Great return.
Huge return by Brown. Michael Brown, sophomore running back, on the return. And we got another guy kind of coming off with a limp, Tanaj Smith. Looks like maybe he's had a limp all year. We get some inside info here in the press box. It looked like he was holding his hip, though. 11:21 to go here in the game, 31-0. First down for the Trojans. And they spot that in a good spot, 30-yard line. Barella out of the shotgun. Brown in motion. Runs behind the back. They give to Torres. Breaks a tackle at the line. There's another one waiting to greet him, though, and he gets about a yard.
Jose Torres fighting for yardage at the 30.
A crew of Pirates? Is that what you would call a group? A crew?
Yeah. A boatload?
A boatload. I'm making you enunciate boat. A boat load.
Yeah. Why not?
Under 11 minutes left in this one. Fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford will run down all the scores from the entire state of Michigan. Out of the shotgun, give on kind of a wheel route. Brown, no, I'm sorry, that's
DuBois.
Makes the catch, and he battles for everything he can get. He gets about four. Second down and six. Excuse me, that would be third and six.
Yeah, they will give you all of the scores you wanted, some you don't, and some from towns you've never heard of.
Some you didn't know you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Always fun when I had when I was doing games with Matt Lehman, he would always give me the Whittemore Prescott updates from
way up
north. Tiny Whittemore Prescott. Where everybody there still knows his name.
Yeah. Are they an 8-man squad up there?
I don't know. They're not. They're not yet. Four wide receivers now for Varela. Three of them split to the right. And he's going to keep it. Pulls it down to run. Out to the left side. He's got some,
room.
Space. Dodging. Stays on his feet. Ducked under a tackle there. Down to the 10-yard line. 10. Still has the football. Great carry by Devin Varela on the QB keep. He's run that play a few times tonight where he fades back as though he's going to pass. And then he pulls it down and runs. And on that one, he was shifty back there. And he got himself a big gain.
Yeah, good job on the QB draw there, I guess, is probably the best way I would describe that. Mm-hmm. And had a lot of good running room, and we've seen a couple of those plays work for them, but get called back from holding penalties. But this time, no flags, clean laundry, and 10 yards to pay dirt for the Trojans.
Shotgun now, first and 10. He's going to run it again into the line this time. And he's still on his feet. Look at him battle. They'll whistle it dead. And now we get a flag late. And another one comes in.
Everybody throw on the
That's got to be a personal foul.
Yeah, that was way late.
What a tough run there by Varela. He gets down to about the 5. And again, they whistled the play dead. He got slammed down. And then another a flag came in right then. And then another came in later. Yep. Personal foul against the Pirates. It'd be half the distance to the goal. I believe that's an automatic first down, Jason.
Yes, it is.
And that's going to get us four chances for the Pirate, or the the Trojans, their best scoring chance of the night. Inside the 5 at the 3-yard line with under 9 minutes to go. Rain's still coming down here.
First and goal.
Sutton Road.
Torres not on the field for this play. Michael Brown back deep with Bell to the right.
And Varela gives to Brown. And quite a collision there at the 3-yard line. Basically stood him up, but he did manage to fall forward, and I think he's going to get about a yard on the play.
Yeah, generous spot might get him to the 1, but it looks like they're going to line him. Yep, they're going to get him at the 2.
Second down and goal at the 2.
Torres is, yes,
now
coming back in. A little bit of a hesitation there for a minute, but Bell will come to the sidelines.
And it kind of felt like Torres said, hey, I'm ready to go in, and Jeff Punches was like, paying attention to the field, and then he goes, oh, you? Yeah.
Who? Yeah.
He's their short yardage guy with 8:03 to go and ticking away. 31-0 they trail, but they're looking to get on the board for the first time. And, well, this would be about at least 13 quarters. And looks like a
busted play, false start.
False start. So we'll move him back 5 yards, let him try again.
And it looked like Torres was still trying to direct traffic behind Varela in the backfield.
7:47 remains fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. Stay tuned. After the game, we'll get you your Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Yes, sir, Bob Subways. They do lunches for teams. If you know of a hungry team anywhere, they do box lunch programs for area sports teams.
Got a score update. 5:17 to go left in the game. Braden Cosmet, 27-yard field goal. Cardinals take a 10-7 lead.
Wow. Very different game than we expected. Hand off to Torres. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. No flags on the field. The 6 points for East Jackson. The drought is over now.
Yeah.
7:33 to go, fourth quarter.
Great job by East Jackson on that drive. Just a well-orchestrated drive. A lot of credit you got to give to Devin Varela and Torres, who made the final punch into the end zone.
Torres has run hard all night tonight. Some guys get tied up there exiting the huddle. They're going to go for two with four wideouts, three to the right for Varela. Torres is the back. He takes the give, goes to the left side, trying to get around the edge, stays on his feet, passes
wow.
back to Varela.
What? Is he's going to get in.
Did he get it?
He got in.
He got it.
No. Calling him out.
Oh. Man.
The most exciting wow. two-point attempt we've seen all year. Torres trying to race for the sideline. He doesn't. He knows he's not going to get it. He turns around and he pitches it back to Varela, who goes sky high to pull it in with one hand. Tries to run, just misses the pylon by about 6 inches, out of bounds.
Oh, man.
So 31-6, our score was 7:33 to go. Let's take a 30-second.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So we got an update from the Jackson High game, 33-14. Ipsy Lincoln got into the end zone. Jackson's already back at the 10-yard line, it looks like, though.
Wow.
So quick up and down the field for the Vikings. And as you mentioned, Jason, Michigan Center 10-7 over Grass Lake right now with about 5 minutes to go. We have 7.5, 7:33 to be precise, 31-6 East Jackson. First points they've scored in weeks. Nice drive.
Floral.
And exciting. They gave us an exciting moment there in the two-point play. They had the football at the 45. Might as well try it.
Yeah, why not? See what you can get away with.
They'll move it back to the 40 and kick.
Good try.
I can't imagine trying to plant and kick a football with the wet field like it must be as it's still raining out there.
Tyler Davidson.
You can practice as often as you can, I suppose, but I would fall on my can.
Me too.
I'm sure of it. This is a low roller, and it's going to be caught and advanced.
Cale Fairbanks.
Down to the 44. Kind of tried the onside pop kick to the right.
The coverage there for Napoleon on the onside kick. First and 10. The Pirates.
They toss the tee over the sideline. Pirates will start this possession. The 44. McCrum comes out under center, point guard for the Napoleon Hoops team. Looking forward to getting into some high school basketball action a little later on this year. I formation. Handoff is to Hunt. Goes to the left side. Now turns upfield. Cuts.
Wow.
First. And he holds on. He's got a first down and then some inside the 30-yard line down to about the 27.
And Hunt carries inside the 30-yard line.
Great speed burst by Hunt. He always feels like he's at about full speed as soon as he hits the pocket and breaks through that hole. With 7:17, the running clock here, 31-6. Napoleon in the lead. And they'll continue to give to Hunt would be my premonition.
That'd be my guess. Thing broke, don't fix it.
And Crum takes the snap, gives to Hunt right side, cuts and goes. They get his feet. He gets to about the 23, and then he's brought down.
Big hit there. Trojan slow to get up on the play.
Second down and short.
And that is, look like Jerron Snyder. But he is back up under his own power. Won't come out of the game. Big update here. Trenton Holden, 21 yards for the score. Michigan center trailing Grass Lake now 14-10. Minute 49 to go. Center will get the ball back.
Sounds like Dawson Brown time if I ever saw it.
Right.
Big game over there.
And it looks like we're going to get a whistle. Yep. And false start. Nope.
.6:15 to go in this one. 31-6 penalty against Napoleon. And I didn't recognize the signal. It's a 5-yard penalty. Second down and about 8.
Napoleon, 5 yards. Second down and 9.
McCrum counting down the time here, trying to run the clock down. Under 6 minutes now. Gets the snap, hands off. And not a lot of running room. Great job by the Trojan defense to shut that down. A boatload of Pirates on the tackle. Devontae Householder on the carry.
26 yards.
Third down, 9 yards. McCrum, under center, I formation. Two receivers. There's your snap. Give goes to Householder again. He gets through the line.
Big run.
Burner there. He gets to about the 7 before he's stopped. Had a chance to break it, it looked like. I've seen a lot of Ethan Weatherspoon here late in the game.
Yeah, I haven't seen him at all in this half. I don't think. I mean, if you're up big, you might as well save him.
So, first and goal for the Pirates. They come up to the line.
And we're going to get a flag here on the far side of the field.
False start signal coming from that official. So moving back 5.
And a legal procedure against Napoleon.
Down to 4:37 remaining here. Again, keeping an eye out for score updates. At last check, Grass Lake 14-10 had the lead over Michigan Center.
There was a minute to go, minute 49.
Looking to spoil homecoming tonight for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
There is a give. Breaks a tackle, stays on his feet. And then he is brought down on the carry there for Napoleon was Tyler Owen.
Tyler Owen, the ball carrier for Napoleon.
Getting a lot of different people involved in the offense now.
So if anybody earned a break tonight, it's Aslan Hunt.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic job tonight for him, carrying the football and carrying the Pirates in a lot of ways. McCrum using up all the time that he can as we're down about 3.5. Gives to Owen again. And Owen hemmed up at about the 6-yard line.
Owen, the ball carrier for the Pirates. Brings up third down, fourth down.
EJ Faithful still holding out here. Umbrellas at the ready.
Line of scrimmage, the 6-yard line.
Looks like at Jackson High, they're in a bit of a delay with an injured Ypsilanti Lincoln player on the field. Looks like it could be pretty serious, so pay attention to that one if we can find out any updates.
Hopefully he's okay.
Fourth down and goal right now for the Pirates. Looks like it's about the 6-yard line. 2:51 counting down here in our fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. Back to pass. McCrum on fourth down. Goes to the end zone. Open. Dropped it. Right through his hands. Connor Grossbeck. And there's the first time I can really say, Jason, you could tell it was just slippery.
Yeah.
The rain had its effect. There it is.
Yep. Yeah, it looked like a good throw, too. And Grossbeck had it in his hands, just couldn't quite reel it in. And I mean, you kind of throw your hands up, and what are you going to do?
A little more slippery than he thought. So Trojans take over first and 10, deep in their own territory. Barella gets the play from the sideline. Michael Brown runs off. So it looks like Torres is in there.
It looks like they're missing a man, though. He's hustling out there quickly. they knew.
A lot of guys eager to jump in there.
Everybody's coming out. All right, so now we're going to do a quick head count.
Twelve men on the field right now.
Is there 12? They won't hold still long enough. Now he's going to get off.
Now Brown hustling off. And now we'll get a whistle.
Yeah.
Flag for 12 men in the huddle. So Brown will go in.
Torres is going to come off. All right, so now you have the appropriate number of people.
Good eye, though, Jason, to recognize we needed a head count there. And I think they had the proper number, and then they knew they were short one guy, and two guys ran in. 2:39 remains.
Oh, let's see here. 4th and 3, Michigan Center pass falls to the ground, turns the ball over. Grasslake can take over and kneel out the clock.
On the handoff, tackle the end zone. There's a safety for the Pirates. Add two more to our score to be 33-6. And Grasslake, big road win in the Cascades, the Rugged Cascades Conference.
And a safety is called.
So it looks like with the 2.5 left, Napoleon's going to hold on to win this one. So our game next week will be a battle of two unbeaten Cascades Conference teams with first place on the line. So I hope you'll join us for a big game next Friday.
Huge game.
Now, Napoleon has one non-conference loss.
Yes.
They were shut out, I think it was 24-0 against Columbia Central in week one. Since then, unbeaten, and have not lost a game to a conference foe. So that'll be an interesting game next week. Grasslake will go into that one unbeaten, 6-0. All right, exciting.
Well, we were lamenting not being at this game for to see Center and Grasslake go head-to-head, but now we luck out because we get to see a team who is in a share for first place in the conference, and we get to see what will probably end up being deciding the conference, possibly.
Potentially. And what's fun, too, is at this point now we'll have seen both teams leading up to that game. So we get a little background for each of them. There's your kick after the safety. Fielded at about the 41 and dropped. He'll pick it back up. And nowhere to go. He works his way out to about the 44. 2:24 remains. 33-6 is our score.
So Grasslake now playoff eligible at 6-0.
And the ball is marked at the 45-yard line.
That is still the mark to hit. They didn't change that this year, did they? Six typically gets you in.
Yes, but I don't always. They make rule changes to surprise me every time.
Yeah. Six typically gets you in, we'll say that.
Pirates on the field. And it looks like we get another procedure penalty.
False start. Much to the chagrin of the Napoleon coordinators nearby. They are less than pleased.
Sounds like they have a...
They're having a good time with it, though. Kale Fairbanks looks like he's going to be the deep back.
And the give goes to...
That was to the up back that time. And that is... that was Nathan Phelps, the senior. Number 68, lined up at the fullback position. Oh, and there's a hobbling. And he's clutching the hip, hobbling pretty good. That's looks like Colby Panther.
Gets to the sideline. Now they've got McCrum under center, second down at about 12. Hand off, and they stack him up. Pull him down at about the 45. Right back at about the original line of scrimmage, maybe another yard. Be third down at about 9. Jackson High scores again. 39-14 they lead.
Guess who it was that got into the end zone?
Xavier Edwards.
That'd be the
guy. That
guy
is running wild today.
5 touchdowns for Edwards. Now you've got another big offensive lineman in there, Ian Leonard at fullback.
Ticking down to about a minute to go. Leonard takes the carry.
Look
drag
at
it, guys. Whoa. He's going to get past his first down sticks.
That is offensive lineman Ian Leonard, the senior, getting the carry.
Refrigerator Perry-esque on that one.
Well, this is the third straight play. They've lined up a rotating offensive lineman into the backfield and given him the football.
So first down for Napoleon. 45 seconds remain, and it's running. 43.5-yard line in East Jackson territory.
Victory formation, it looks like. Yep.
McCrum takes it. Kneels. Some handshakes on the field. Looks like they'll let the clock run down.
Yes, they will.
Our final here at Grass Lake. Grass Lake. At East Jackson.
There you go.
It's going to be 33-6. Napoleon keeps their unbeaten conference record intact and set up a huge matchup for next week with Grass Lake.